HealthBeat, Juicing, Zepbound, and the Importance of Lifestyle Changes by Mark McNeese. Narration provided by Wondervox. As readers know from my post last month, I'm taking Zepbound for weight loss. I just completed the first 4 weeks, with 2 more months to go. This is not something I intend to do for more than 3 months. For one thing, my insurance won't cover it. I'm on Medicare, and unless it's for some underlying health issue, such as diabetes or heart disease, this is coming out of pocket. For the sake of being informative, I'm paying $1,049 for 4 injections per month. It's a lot, but I see this as an investment on a much healthier future. I've been 50 pounds overweight for a very long time, and I can't carry this excess poundage around anymore. It's corrosive to my physical and mental well-being, but I also won't use this medication for more than 3 months. And that means addressing the underlying issues related to food addiction. I made my first vegetable juice this morning in a new blender. Yum. I have not had any sweets at all for the past 4 weeks, and I intend to keep it that way. I explain this to people by comparing it to alcohol for those who are alcoholic or who don't drink for other reasons. I have not had a drink in 10 years. I will not have sweets either. I don't care if it's someone's last day on earth. I am not having cake and ice cream to celebrate their life. And if you won't offer me a rum and coke, which you will not, then don't offer me a cookie. I feel great. I've lost 13 pounds and I'm aiming for 30, 40 more. I can to this. You can do this if you want to, but face the things that make you eat destructively in the first place. A healthier future starts now.